This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, your narrator and performer, Mike Luoma. And I've got Chapter 4 of the brand new Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition for you on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. The audio version, we've got our special guests, cameos that are going on, and our voice cameo this week features Keith Hughes as the Cardinal Anderson. BC, our lead character, Bernard Campion, is the Vatican assassin, and he has assassinated the governor, Meredith McIntyre, of Lunar Prime, and we're wondering if he's going to get away with it. He made it back into the meeting hall in time to discover that she was indeed dead. But now BC has left the scene of the crime, as it were, and returned with the Cardinal to the Vatican mission on Lunar Prime. So we're going to find out on this episode what the Cardinal thinks of the war and their enemies. And we'll also get into Governor Edwards' head a little bit. He arrives on the scene as well. We last saw him kind of just doing crowd control and checking on Meredith McIntyre. But now we'll hear from Governor now. Mark Edwards. The repercussions of the assassination begin to unfold in Chapter 4 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. In book news, as I was mentioning, we've got a cameo in this chapter. Keith Hughes doing one of the bigger cameos as far as like the number of lines in doing Cardinal Anderson for this book. Keith is a writer in his own right and a podcaster. He does a lot of podcasting. So check out his stuff at penslinger.com. Penslinger.com. He's got the Time Hunt series of books. A lot of fun with time travel. And he does a great job reading. He did a really humorous reading a couple of years ago at Balticon. And after hearing that, I was thinking, you know what? He would be perfect to read one of the, you know, kind of over-the-top roles in this special edition I was doing. And I also asked him, I was like, Keith, do you think people would do this? You know, do cameos? So he was one of the first people I bounced the idea off of. So you'll be hearing him full force as Cardinal Anderson coming up in this chapter, Chapter 4, on the way. You can get the book even more places now. I don't remember if it was there or I don't think it was at bookshop.org yet last week. It is now. You can get the paperback from bookshop.org. Everybody who doesn't like Amazon wants to support independent bookstores. Bookshop.org donates to independent bookstores. So it's a far cry from shopping at Amazon or even Barnes & Noble. And I know some of you know about bookshop.org, so I just wanted to let you know, bring you up to date on the fact that you can get the new edition of Vatican Assassin, the paperback, at bookshop.org. And man, I gotta tell you, Audible sucks. They just dinged me on the quality control for this new Vatican Assassin, which means I might have to wait another 30 days. The reason they dinged me is because I listed the people who do cameos at the opening of the book, in the opening credits. So I say, you know, narrated by Mike Luoma, with special guest cameos from, and then I list the seven people. Amazon Audible is like, no, you can't do that. Take their names off. Oh. Your opening and closing credits have to match the metadata and the cover of the book. No exceptions. And if they do ding you for quality control, they put you at the back of the line once again. So, Audible sucks. They just fucking suck. I had to get that out of my system. Yeah, when the other distributor I work with can turn something around in 24 hours, that Audible doesn't seem to be able to turn around in 28 days, there's something wrong there. It affects me in other ways, too, as a voiceover narrator. You know, doing books for people, but that's a whole different story. How about some good news? I was on the front page of my hometown newspaper. The local columnist down in Hudson, Massachusetts, Rosemary Rimkus. She's been writing since I was a kid. I think she's like 87 or something. She covered the release of Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition. I sent down a picture. It's on the front page and everything. So that's pretty cool. On the front page of the Hudson Daily Sun. Or the Hudson Sun. It hasn't been a daily in quite some time. Now, if you're a patron, you'll be getting chapters 8 and 9 this week when patrons get their chapters. Chapter 8 is really short. I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but chapters 8 and 9 will go together, and those are going to be the next ones that patrons get this week as part of the Patrons podcast. About 4 or 5 chapters now ahead of this regular one. If you want to become a patron, head to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And you can pledge $2, $5, or $10 a month. Get stuff that's exclusive, early, stuff like that. There's more details there. Or just go to glowinthedarkradio.com and follow the links for Patreon. That's about it for news. We're going to get into Chapter 4 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition. Next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
What the hell is this, the wonderful Billy Flynn?
Just some podcast that's supposed to be geeky. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
Screw that noise. I'm not going to try it. Hey, Flynnstress, let's get Mikey.
Do you mean critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason, who hosts the Beer Power Time Machine podcast?
Yeah,
but he won't listen. He hates everything.
I'm critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason. I don't often listen to podcasts, but when I do, make mine Geek Radio Daily.
Hey man, that's a different promo.
Between love and madness lies Geek Radio Daily.
That's kind of accurate.
There are some things money can't buy.
GRD is free online.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Geek Radio Daily.
We'll take it.
Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the wait. GeekRadioDaily.com.
Now here's Chapter 4 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC stares out the window of the Cardinal's office, zoning out on the sharp contrasts of light and shadow and the monochrome gray lunar landscape as the Cardinal drones on. He sees the lights of several ships streak up and away from the surface into the stars. UIN ships, by the look of them, they're diplomats leaving Lunar Prime. The peace conference is over before it began. The governor is dead. So far, BC has pulled off the assassination without detection, despite setbacks. So far. So far, The most hazardous part of this job is avoiding being bored to death by the Cardinal. I guess the sewerage ranks a close second, though.
The governor's death could jeopardize our entire mission.
The governor's death was my entire mission, Cardinal, but I do enjoy the double meaning. I suppose I'm a missionary of a different sort.
Are you listening to me, Father?
BC turns to face the Cardinal. Cardinal Anderson glares up at BC from behind his ludicrously large fake wood desk. Everything about the Vatican mission here is sort of large and ludicrous and fake. The entire enclave of Vatican staterooms and offices on the moon is bedecked in a rich gold and red color scheme. Ornate iconography decorates most of the walls. A mishmash of images and relics from all the different Christian strains now unified in the NCC. From Eastern icons to the new risen Lord of the NCC, and every revisionist view in between. The Cardinal's own decorator touch, BC had been told, when he'd cracked a joke about it just after arriving. The Cardinal, though not large, certainly was, in BC's opinion, fairly ludicrous in his own right, and usually bedecked in red and gold himself.
Well, are you listening to me, Father?
Absolutely, Your Holiness. How is our mission jeopardized? The Vatican mission here is fairly well established by now. You've been here, what, 5 years yourself, right?
Almost five. And we were beginning to get somewhere here, Father Campion. The Vatican mission just being here is in itself testimony to that. We have been discussing a new alliance between the UTZ and Luna Prime.
Don't you think it was natural causes? BC asks. The Cardinal shakes his head.
She was so young, just a few years older than you, Father Campion. Does it seem natural to you?
The Cardinal looks down and briefly distracts himself in some of the scattered sheets on his desk. BC presses on. Who would want her dead? The Cardinal, agitated, looks back up at BC and continues.
Well, she was negotiating with both the UTZ and the UIN, and she allowed us to beef up our mission here. The UIN might see that as a threat.
Really? Are we that threatening? The Cardinal stops. He looks down his nose at BC.
Some of us are.
Dangerous ground you're on, Cardinal. There's stuff you really don't want to know anything about. Guess it's time for some of my famous spin. We do the Lord's work, Cardinal Anderson, even the OPO. The Holy Father sends us as his personal emissaries into the world. Do you find the OPO dangerous, Cardinal? We but serve God's representative on earth, Pope Peter II. We are only dangerous in our devotion to the Lord.
So was the Inquisition, Father. Torquemada said much the same thing as you, you know.
Better watch yourself, Cardinal. You don't want to be on the wrong side here. We're on the same side here, Cardinal. Please don't forget that. Pope Peter assigned you to Lunar Prime personally, didn't he? Aren't we all the Pope's men? The Cardinal nods.
We are at that, Father Campion. Maybe some more than others, though, eh?
Careful there, Cardinal.
There are those who could view your assignment here as my new public relations officer from the OPO as, well, a threat. You know they spread rumors about the OPO. Those people could have very well reacted to your arrival with this possible assassination.
I really don't think my arrival would have even drawn their attention, much less their anger. I'm not nearly so important. I'd be surprised if they even noticed. And still, it's only possible foul play, Your Eminence. We must trust in God. Maybe it was just her time.
Perhaps. But I don't know whether God had anything to do with this. I'm also not the only one thinking there may be more to this, Campion. Governor Edwards and his people are very suspicious. It did look like a heart attack to me at first. But you never know. They do let those Muslims wander the halls here still, even with the war. The price of neutrality, I suppose. Maybe you should watch your back, Father Campion.
I will, trust me, sir. We should all be alert. It is a time of war, after all.
The UIN may very well have killed McIntyre to derail our negotiations. If they'll kill her, they'll not hesitate to remove those they find threatening who are less visible. Be careful. I don't trust them. Bad enough we have to live among them here on the moon. They're naturally violent, and they seem to hate absolutely everyone else.
BC nods. Jeesh, the guy's almost rabid. The intercom dings.
Cardinal?
His secretary on the comm.
Yes?
Governor Edwards is here to see you.
Send him in.
The door opens. Edwards enters. Hello, Cardinal. Lunar Prime's new governor is visibly nervous as he walks in and shakes hands with the Cardinal and BC. His handshake is quick and uncertain. BC takes quick stock of him. In his 40s, probably. Stocky, about 6'2", short hair. Looks military, or at least recently ex-military. Maybe he was Lunar Security, a cop, before moving up. Have to do some digging. He looks like a man suddenly in over his head. Like I was in that tunnel, I suppose.
I would guess you're Father Campion.
Yes, or you can call me BC.
Father Campion is New United Reform.
The Cardinal interjects, explaining BC's informality.
And also a ranking Vatican official, I understand, Edwards said.
Maybe he's sharper than he looks.
Nice to meet you, Governor Edwards.
Edwards flinches.
I'm not used to that yet. Sorry, the governor thing, I mean.
Edwards looks down for a moment, then comes back to himself.
I have some news that may concern you.
Uh-oh.
UIN warships have been detected just a short distance from us here on Lunar Prime. We've never seen them get this close, even before...
He stops, thinks a moment. Before when they were attacking us back on Earth? Right, Mr. Edwards? Still, I didn't expect that. That was his news.
What I mean is, before, they stayed pretty far from us when they hit Earth targets. They have people here, too.
I wonder how many of them are still here. No wonder they were so keen on getting out of here after the shit went down.
Would that really stop them from attacking?
The Cardinal sneers. Edward seems surprised by the Cardinal's bitter contempt for the UIN. BC is as well, though less so after their earlier exchange.
I don't think they'd risk their own people's lives, Edward says.
The Cardinal stands, visibly shaking.
Of course they would. All glory to Allah and all that. They'd just be martyrs and celebrated back on Mars like killing them did them a favor. And they'll twist it so it sounds like we killed them. You'll see.
Edwards is taken aback by the Cardinal's vitriol. He stares at the Cardinal as if seeing him for the first time. BC watches Edwards, watches his reactions. The Cardinal's getting all fired up. Christ, he'd applaud my mission if he only knew. Wonder how he got so bitter. Even I don't hate the Muslims like that. God is love? Over the fucking top. Could freak out Edwards. I've got to find a way to moderate the situation. Our holdings have never been attacked here on the moon, but we've been hit repeatedly by UIN forces back on Earth and in orbit, Governor Edwards. How close are the UIN ships? Should we worry? Head for shelters?
We don't know they're a threat yet, but with the governor dying so suddenly, and the ship showing up at the same time, well, I just worry it's too connected to be a coincidence. Do UIN ships behave a certain way before they attack? Do they get into any formations or assume any telltale flight patterns? BC and the Cardinal look at each other, then back at Edwards.
I'm afraid you're asking the wrong people about starship battle tactics, my son.
The Cardinal says, and smiles, falling back into his patronly pastoral mode. He sits back down and wipes his brow with a red kerchief he pulls from an unseen pocket somewhere in his robes. Time for me to buy a little bit of confidence from Edwards, with a little bit of knowledge. Help reinforce the idea that we're on his side. Governor, I've been told they approach single file, spreading out in four directions as they reach optimal firing range. Then, they rotate while firing, like the blades of a lethal pinwheel. Or at least that's what I've heard. Something like that. Edwards is surprised.
Oh, okay. Thank you, BC. Well, yeah, these ships are forming up single file.
Are they moving this way?
Not yet.
If they do come this way, Governor, and they stay single file?
Yeah.
We should probably hit the shelters. Lunar Prime does have emergency shelters, right?
We have some, but they're old. I don't know what kind of repair they're in. And there's nowhere near enough space for everybody in and around Lunar Prime. There'll be riots and panic, people getting crushed to death. This could get ugly.
The Cardinal clears his throat and fixes his stare on Edwards.
They're taking advantage of your inexperience, Governor. Because you're new, they threaten and test you. Are these the actions of friends of Lunar Prime?
The Cardinal asks. Whoa, you're spinning it harder than me, Anderson. Easy there, old man. Don't ruin it. Edwards is close to losing it on the Cardinal. Edwards shakes his head.
Look, Your Holiness, you're not helping. Save your hate, okay? I just need some helpful advice. I thought that's what you...
He looks back and forth at both of them.
Are supposed to provide. Am I wrong?
Got to turn Edwards our way. The Cardinal is blowing it completely.
I'm trying to help, sir. If there's anything the Vatican can do for you, Mr. Edwards, let me know. And please, let me know if those ships move this way.
BC tries to reassure him.
Yeah, I'll try to.
Edwards turns and moves to leave.
I've got a lot going on right now. Please excuse me.
After he's gone, BC turns to the Cardinal.
I don't think you helped our cause there any, Your Eminence.
BC lays a little sarcasm on the last word.
Eminence? Please. I haven't been called that since the reunification.
Actually, I like saying it. Eminence. Eminence.
Eminence.
Sounds powerful, doesn't it?
We must maintain appearances, mustn't we, Your Eminence?
Please stop that. The Muslims are a dangerous and angry people, Campion. They don't think as we do. I know they say they count Christ as a prophet, whatever they mean by that. But they do not respect life as we Christians do.
How do I answer that? Sure, we respect life. Sure we do. Me especially. That's what I do for the church. Respect life.
Best not to think about that too much, huh?
Do you think they killed the governor, Campion?
Well, sir, we still don't know that she was killed. Maybe we shouldn't make that assumption.
I wouldn't put it past them. This whole thing stinks of the UIN. Kill the governor, create chaos, then move in and take advantage. They're infidels, and they want us, you and I, Father Campion. They want us dead. Make no mistake. I wanted to emphasize that for our new governor. I think he could be on our side.
Well, he might be, if you don't scare him away.
He needs to know the danger in the situation.
Time to build some confidence with the Cardinal. Let him in a little. The OPO heard rumors that Governor McIntyre was holding secret talks with UIN representatives here on Lunar Prime.
Really? I saw no evidence of that. Still, it all makes a certain sense, though. And those who think they can bargain with the devil always get burned.
The Cardinal chuckles at his own wit.
Are you certain?
That's what we heard. Just rumors.
Is that why you're here, then?
Do you really want to know? Do you want to question one of Peter's men as to his calling?
No. I suppose I don't want to know. I'm sure it's all in God's name.
Absolutely, Your Eminence. BC once again lays a little sarcasm on the last word. The intercom dings.
Governor Edwards on the line for you both.
Yes, put him through. Governor?
They're moving in closer, single file, just as you said, Father Campion. Could you both meet me in my office immediately?
That was Chapter 4 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Is the UIN about to attack? Gonna have to join us next week and find out next episode. More with BC and Governor Edwards and the Cardinal, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. That is Keith Hughes in a cameo, special voice cameo, as Cardinal Anderson. Many thanks to Keith, and you can find his work at penslinger.com. And check out his Time Hunt series, his books about time travel. A lot of fun. A reminder, you can get the book you're listening to in paperback, as an ebook, or as an audiobook. Available pretty much everywhere, except for Audible, because Audible sucks. Just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com for all the details, all the links to all the different places where you can pick that up. Now it includes bookshop.org, so if you're a fan of indie bookstores, you can buy the paperback from bookshop.org and support independent bookstores. That is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook, wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.